Yeah, Chico! Yeah!
Once you're in the games, you should be dice playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want you in the games to dice play.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Alright, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 83. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
And it's Sunday.
Which is
a very, very, very weird day for us to record, because it's never happened before.
It'll become normal.
It's going to be the normal day. I'm sure everybody's wondering, why in the hell haven't you guys posted a show? Well, the problem is, we didn't record because our schedules have been all screwed up. We mentioned it last time. I probably forgot to post something on the site, knowing me.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I should have looked into that, and I forgot. Know what happened? EverQuest happened. I came home, I sit down, and I play that crap all day long, and I forget to do things. But yes, our times have been changing. We've gotten in touch with Smokehouse to talk to, straighten things out, figure out a new time and date. So until then, I really don't know. As of right now, I have no idea when anybody's going to hear this.
Well,
maybe in the year 3000 sometime. They're going to hear us talking. In the year 3000. You never know.
Well, at least it'll be on the site.
Yes, it will be.
And at some point?
At some point, yes. Yes.
But, if we can't get it changed, it'll at least be on Saturdays at 3:30, right? I mean,
yeah, until then.
Which kind of sucks because you'll be hearing us a full week.
Yeah.
After we record, so we can say all this cool breaking news stuff like we always do.
That's right, because we're always right on top of things.
And then it'll be even another week older.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, exactly. This is no good. Oh man! All right, no, and improving. That we're always right on top of things with the breaking news. I got the awesomest email this week. I'm talking about an email from Rybo from last episode where we were, or maybe it was the one before, where I was talking about that Surviving Christmas movie, the one with Ben Affleck, and the guy I could have sworn was the dude from Tool Time. It was Al, the guy from him.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it wasn't him?
No, and apparently I wasn't watching close enough the whole fucking movie either, because, okay, check this. This email's awesome. All right. Dear C4, you know you're my bro and all, but the guy who plays the father in Ben Affleck's Surviving Christmas is not Al Borland. And this, you're gonna slap me when you realize who it is, because I should have known. I really should have known this. But none other than Tony Soprano.
Oh no.
And he even has his real name here, which I'll never know. James Gandolfini. He goes, even the most white bread eating, Jay Leno watching, non-TV and movie enthusiast knows who Tony Soprano is, including my 82-year-old grandmother. Also, to a lesser extent, Constantine is based on a very popular DC/Vertigo comic called Hellblazer. Mm. I had no idea.
I didn't know it was Hellblazer, and I've never seen it before, but I didn't know that it was a comic book.
Oh, okay. I had no idea. And please cease and desist reviewing movies until you and Kobar learn more about pop culture. Thank you. Love, Rybo.
Now, yeah, we are pretty bad.
Yeah, we are, and it's because I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to, like, when you go to the, you know, I see it all the time. My mom, she's bad at this kind of stuff. Growing up, I was in the house where it was just like, all you did with your day was worry about the movie stars. That was what you did. That was what our place in the world is, worrying about movie stars and what other people are doing with their life. And so, like, my whole life, I grew up, you know, seeing, like, you know, she would watch Entertainment Tonight, you know, and I'd have to listen to John Tesh and Mary Hart, and it used to put me into, like, you know, Kramer's spasms, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it, because it was all I ever heard about. And so it's like, somehow, I blocked it out. I do not, I'm so lucky that I know, like, 4 or 5 actors' names. You know, I consider that good for me. So I must apologize that, you know, I don't know a damn thing I'm talking about. And pop culture can kiss my ass because I don't care.
I just found out last week that Ben Affleck was married, let alone got a divorce or whatever the hell happened.
I know this. He was married to that Jennifer chick, huh?
Right, the one with the big ass.
Yeah. She does. She's in a few movies,
Lopez.
Too. Lopez. Yeah.
J-Lo.
She's in The Cell. She's in The Cell. That's how I know that, because somebody told me while I was watching that movie. So, but see, this is what I'm saying though. Like, you know, I don't know who's married to who. I don't care. And I don't pay attention. When it's in the movie, to me, they're all actors. It's just some dude, you know? It's just some guy, you know? They're telling the story. I don't try to get all involved in the real world end of it. I don't care. It's a story. You're supposed to enjoy it. You know, this goes back to the, watching the movie, and I use this as an example, the movie Hackers, right?
Mm.
I see people thrash this movie day in and day out.
And they're, the way they hack?
You know, yeah, well, yeah. And if they're like, oh, computers aren't like that. Well, no fucking shit, you dumbass.
I don't want to even think about how boring a movie would be. Sitting behind some guy's shoulder while he's typing on Telnet.
Exactly.
I mean, exactly. Ooh.
Nobody's going to want to watch that. This is why it's
hackers
a movie.
Wouldn't want to watch that.
Exactly. There's, you know, this is what I'm saying. It's supposed to be a story. It's supposed to be entertainment. This is why we watch this. How come nobody crawls up, you know, the Matrix's ass? That's not accurate. When you're in cyberspace, you jump higher than that, you know? I mean, come on, you know? And this is why, you know, like, I'm sure race car fans don't like movies like Days of Thunder and Driven and crap like that, you know? But, hey, I enjoyed watching them. I don't know the first thing about cars. Perfect. You know, I enjoyed the movie. I watch Hackers, and it tells a pretty good story. It's got some pretty funny moments. It's got some pretty good characters. It got some lame characters, and it has some bad moments, too. But it's a pretty good movie, yet I repeatedly see it get thrashed by people who just think they're so awesome, you know, because they know how to turn a damn computer on, that they hate this movie. And I don't understand it, you know. It's just like, dude, it's supposed to be an entertainment. It's a movie, you know. Just relax and watch the damn movie. Yes. All right. Now I'm getting worked up because yes, I'm getting worked up because I have at the bottom of this email pile an email that's going to take quite some time to read.
Oh, that's right. And oh, so we're getting worked up for a reason.
Yes, because my blood starts flowing, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be really bad because we actually mentioned this before last week.
Show.
Right,
well,
yeah.
Well, not last week. But
well,
last
yeah,
show.
A week and a half ago. Yeah, we mentioned, and probably 3 weeks by now because we were changing schedules and whatnot, about this email, which would be, it's going to be fun to read, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we do have other email, though. We've got the best keyboard ever from Tommy. Actually sends us a pretty cool email here. He goes, since you're such a big EverQuest fan, and he directs us to the website, it's Ergodex, E-R-G-O-D-E-X. They have, like, you know, ergonomic keyboards and mice and all kinds of weird stuff like that. You know, and I say weird because...
Not weird.
It's weird because every single person I know likes those crazy, bent, broken-in-half keyboards, right?
Oh, I love them.
Nobody's going to believe me. But I will take you a goddamn picture. I use a keyboard from 1995.
The thing clicks.
Which is why I own it. It goes...
It sounds like a typewriter.
it's got that... It's that beige... That old computer beige color that every beige box... You know, every computer was the same color.
It looks like it belongs on a DOS dumb terminal. Yeah. That's what it looks
it
like.
It really does. And I think that's what it came from. I am lucky that it has a PS2 connection. Honest to God, right? Because the last time I saw a keyboard this old, it had that big ass 5-DIN connector thing on the back. And it, I mean, like, the keys are like colored. You know how, like, they're the one or like the more the beige color, like the regular, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and ABC and all that stuff, you know, all the alphanumeric stuff. But then, like, enter and like the control keys are like gray, but it's like not quite gray, you know.
The old school people will know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like a straight inline keyboard that goes click, 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 click. I love it.
I couldn't stand it.
I will never lose this thing. I went to clean it last night. Like the day I got this thing, I took this keyboard from, it was on a server that had been sitting in the back, in this little back office for so long, you could not read what key was what key. There was that much dirt and grime on every single key. It was black. And I used to love going back there because once a day I had work to do on it. And once a day I'd go back there and I'd get to use it for like 2 minutes and I was just like, you know what? I have to secure this keyboard. So I went out and I bought a brand new, really nice Logitech keyboard. Went to work, switched them out. They were all happy. I remember the next couple of days there were people going, wow, we got a new keyboard, and nobody knew where it came from. But they liked it. They were happy. They could read the keys. They could type. They were like, wow, this thing's great. I took this thing apart, piece by piece, and I cleaned every key with a little Kleenex and rubbing alcohol. It took me like 4 hours. But it was brand new when I was done with it. I was going to do that again last night because it's been like 5 years since it's had like a good once over.
I can't type on those. It's bad enough on the laptop for just like a single day a week.
Yeah.
But if I type on those, I wouldn't be able to move my wrists anymore.
That's why I'm in such pain all the time.
I was getting carpal tunnel bad. And Once I got that broken up keyboard, it went away. It didn't go away, but it stopped progressing.
Really? I don't think I'll ever get used to those kind of keyboards. And they're just going to have to...
You type regularly, don't you? You type...
No, I have like the cracked out hunt and peck method. It's really weird. It's like
my dad's like that too.
I type really fast though.
He has the three finger hunt and peck.
Yeah, yeah. I use two fingers and my thumb. And maybe my pinky once in a blue moon will hit something.
Yeah, that funky. That's right.
I'm fast though. That's the thing. I'm pretty damn fast with it because people hear it all the time. They're just like, oh my God. But they watch me and it's not correct. I'd hate to find out if I could type correct. But I know I never learned. I didn't care. I was more interested in how the machine works.
You wouldn't be able to do it very well.
I couldn't now. No. Not after 12 years of doing it my way.
It's like I have to really stop and think where the T is. Like, my finger knows.
Yeah, yeah. No, that one's easy because that's like in the first five of the top row. Q-W-E-R-T. Why?
Yeah, okay.
U-I-O-P.
I know it's my left.
Bam!
I know it's my left pointer finger. That's all I know.
See, mine depends. Mine depends on the last key that was hit. If my left hand had to move way over to hit like the A or the Z, chances are my right hand would have to step in and hit that T because it's more towards the center. And I'm a jacked up typer. But something like this might save me. This thing, let's see. Anyway, it's like a totally configurable keyboard. It's called the DX1. They had it on the website. It's actually pretty neat. You can totally map anything out how you want and set all your keys to open up windows. So if you were playing a game like EverQuest all day where you just needed to use it to walk and then you needed one button to hit to open like your map or something. Now I've tried to do that with my mouse and use the extra buttons for my, right. You know, open my inventory, open my map, crap like that I use a lot. Unfortunately, Logitech doesn't play very nice all the time. If you install their software, certain functions of their mouse stop working, right? It's awesome. You install their software, and you can set keys to whatever they want you to do. They're all Windows functions. Mm. I can't set up to do what I want. So then you got to get like another program to grab the mouse and emulate it as a keyboard button. So you're still really pressing the keyboard key anyway. You're not. Oh, it's messed up. It sucks. And then Ventrilo stops working as one of the mouse buttons. It won't work. So if you have no software installed, only the one button works for Ventrilo and none of the rest do. I know. It's dumb. I need to check out that Joy to Key thing and see if that works. I think I was using for Final Fantasy XI. They used some of the keyboard keys on my controller.
That's tough because it's all like Japanese and stuff.
No. It's in English.
Did I grab the wrong...
You must have.
I was sitting there trying to figure out this thing. It's all in Japanese. Well, okay.
No, I'd have never figured it out because it's weird, too. Even the English one is a little weird to understand. Like, I can use just the basic functions of it, but, like, he's got all these weird options that I don't even want to play with. But you get a copy of my English one. Anyway, and to give another spark to the DS versus PSP discussion, just after hearing episode 80, for me, the DS is more of a kid's, average 12-year-old, and fun, just games the parents need to buy at $150. I don't know how well that was worded. Just for me, the DS is more for kids, average 12 years old, and fun, just games the parents need to buy. You know what? It might have cut off on some of what I printed, but no, it's columned in the middle. Bam, Gmail. Now, $150. And the PSP, for the more mature gamer, average 16 years or older, plus MP3s, plus movies, this you have to buy yourself. Oh, as opposed to the parents buying for you for $150. This you buy yourself $250. So, now, I don't know. You want to listen to MP3s and movies on something like that, you might already have a laptop. This is a big problem of mine. I see people with those little handheld PDA things, and they pay as much, you know, for one of those as a laptop. Now, granted, I'm not a doctor, or whatever the hell kind of person uses this kind of shit, you know, like a real estate agent.
There are a lot of people that could...
I see them at
PDAs
work.
PDAs are great.
I see them at work. It's usually doctors and real estate agents, you know.
Lawyers.
But, you know, yeah, you know, and construction workers.
Anybody with a lot of appointments to keep.
Right, right. You know, and then they need to get a hold of people, but it's like still, I'd rather have a laptop only because, like, I know I could do so much more with it, and I would, chances are, have it with me, you know. And they're, I don't know, I can play games on it too, you know. Of course, you got little handheld games, but I mean, you know, there's a lot more you could run on that. So, he goes on to say, also, I think the moving mechanical parts will be a major problem in a year's time. The disk drive, I wonder how long that's going to last, being so tiny and such. Now, this is a concern, you know, with any machine with moving parts. And since the PlayStation 1 came out, I feel this has been a big problem. Why? Because my Nintendo 64 still works. Mm-hmm. My Nintendo Entertainment System still works. My Super Nintendo still works. Right, yeah, but the machine, yeah. You know, the Genesis still works. My Sega Master System still works. My PlayStation doesn't. My Dreamcast doesn't. You know, my Xbox doesn't last a week. You know, the PlayStation 2 had all kinds of problems, you know, and it's these optical drives, you know, they're not built to last like something that's without moving parts. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that sucks, and I would be really pissed if I had a little handheld thing I was really into. You know, my Game Boy Advance still works. I've kicked that thing across the room pissed off at it a few times, and it still works. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, hell, my original Game Boy still works.
Yeah, those things are like
the size
amazing.
Of my head now.
I know.
Compared to the new ones that have come down.
Tiny little sleek things. Yeah, I know. I know. We'll see. You know, I really hope that Sony put a quality product in there, and I pray that Microsoft puts a really nice DVD-ROM into their Xbox too. Yeah, I know. It's never going to happen, but it'd be nice. It's a nice thought. So, and then here, he actually has a great obvious comment, which I think everybody knows, but we never mentioned, so those that don't know will probably kind of go, huh? The megahertz, remember we were talking about the speed of the processors on those things, doesn't actually mean anything unless you're comparing the same architecture. Yes, they are completely different, so it really doesn't matter. But people like to see the big numbers. Look at, and Sony has proved that when they put out, you know, their PlayStation 2 numbers all those years ago. 75 million polygons versus the Dreamcast, like 3 or whatever they were saying. Turned out the thing does like 5, you know? It's like, damn, you guys, okay, but it didn't matter. It was enough to make people want to buy it because it had larger numbers. You know, look at the video cards now. When did we start putting those giant numbers on things? What was wrong with Voodoo 3? We had GeForce 2. Now we've got the 9800s and the fucking 6800s and all this crap.
ATI went back because now that they're at X800, it's like almost like, when we go backwards?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's, I don't know, because they don't, 10,000 or 1080 doesn't sound right if they would have put it like 10,800. Mm. They wrote it, but the X being Roman numeral for 10. A lot of people,
I was thinking the letter X.
No, this is, okay, well that explains a little bit more about our argument earlier we were having today about Final Fantasy 11 and 9, and I said, look, it says X1, see? And you were saying,
no.
I wasn't sure if you knew what Roman numerals are. About it. I wasn't sure if you knew what game I was talking about.
No, 9's the one with the monkey kid.
I have no idea.
The tail.
I don't know. I didn't play it. I don't want to.
People know.
So, and here's a good tip for the show, actually. He says, general tip, I'm always in the car when listening to your show. How do you not wreck the car and fall asleep? And although you give great reviews, you only say the name of the game once. So occasionally I have to pay attention. That's no good. And what happens in front of me, and then I miss the name. So could you also mention the name at the end of the review? That's a really good idea.
That is a good
idea. We need
to
pepper it throughout the review or something, because we don't have screenshots. We don't have any, like a website, you know, when you're our content is this crap, you know, there's nothing on the site really. You go there to demo this crap and then you have to listen to it in order, you know, so you wouldn't be able to like rewind it just like a second or two to hear what you missed. And even if you did, it wouldn't be quick to find. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we know that we need a lot of work on our presentation, but I don't know. I like to say that we try, but I know we could try harder.
Every once in a while we could just say the name.
Yeah, just every now randomly.
This is an email.
That'd be awesome. As to movies, I can recommend two Chinese movies, as everybody has seen, Hidden Dragon, Crouch Tiger, whatever it's called. The House of Flying Daggers. It's like that other one, whatever it's called. What's it called? What's it actually called? Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yeah.
With the cool moves, but you can now follow and understand the story. So that sounds like a pretty good movie. I'd actually like to watch some of these. And then this one, I'm not sure if this was a typo, because the G is next to the F on the keyboard, but he wrote Kunf, K-U-N-F, but it might be Kung, because the second word is Fu, so it might be Kung Fu Hustle.
That's my guess.
It's like the other one with the tiger and the dragon without the story, but more cool moves and great and original humor.
I love Wire Fu.
So that's, you know, I read that somewhere else today, too.
What, Wire?
That word. I've never heard that before.
Until, really?
Yeah, and I read it somewhere else today. I think I was reading a review for something, and it
Wire
had that word
great.
In there. Yeah, or maybe I was looking at Matrix Online stuff, and somebody mentioned it. Huh. And let's see. And he goes, P.S., what do you think of mobile phone games? For example, look at wgamer.com. Crap, I can't read my own handwriting. It might be wgames.com. God damn it. Yeah, pull it up on the machine over there. Anyway... You know what? I have a hell of a time following the mobile game market, like the mobile phone game market. It's not that one. What was that? W Gamer or Games?
I said W Game.
It's either Gamer or Games.
I'm invited to a free email account.
Yeah.
Don't go to W Games.
It must be, it's W Gamer. Okay, yeah, it's wgamer.com. I just can't read my own handwriting. Because what happened was, when I printed this email, the last two lines didn't make it on there. So instead of carrying a whole other piece of paper, I wrote it on there. Yeah, that's it. W Games.
Sure. Don't go to games.
Oh, man.
I'm asking you to do all kinds of crap. Okay,
it's Wireless Gamer, wgamer.com. And it's actually a hell of a website. I poked around there for a while, and they've got all kinds of stuff on mobile games. And it's really cool to see what's out there, because I've never really looked into that sort of thing before. Mm-hmm. Because I can't stand cell phones. I hate regular phones. I know, people are going, oh my god, what's wrong with you? No, I can't stand talking to people, and telephones are the most rude invention in the world. I hate them. They're handy when you need them,
yeah.
But the problem is, you don't need them. It's like email. You know how, I swear to god, like 90% of the email somebody gets is crap?
Oh yeah.
Maybe not necessarily spam. Filter out the spam, and still the email...
You still get, like, forwarded chain letters.
Exactly. Garbage from your friends.
My mom just got a computer. And I love her to death, but oh my god, she's gotta quit with the forwarding things.
Oh, good lord. Yes, for every noob that gets on the internet, there's another, like, year that another forwarded email is gonna survive out there in the wild. That's no good. Damn it. You need to block her for a while. Come back in like 6 months, she'll still be sending them. But, yeah, what do you think of these mobile games, though? I mean...
I think they're a nifty idea. I mean, the technology's out there. There's going to be cell phones. There's going to be PDAs. We might as well be able to play games on them.
Yeah, yeah. And there's some pretty big ones out there, too. I mean, they're not like a lot of people, I think originally there's this misconception that they're ghetto games. You know, like on the old, whatever I had, some kind of Ericsson deal that I had.
They're starting to get pretty.
You know, yeah, they are. I mean, I had some lame ones. I had, like, Battleship was the coolest thing I had on there, but I didn't get into the whole paying for it,
that
stuff.
That one where you have to send the worm around to eat the dot. And it grows longer every time you...
Like snakes or something, crap like that. See, the one I liked to play was, you had these, like, you had this box, and there was, like, bats or something bouncing around in it. And there were dots on my cell phone.
Right.
And then you had a dot that you can control, and he would draw a line behind him. And you had to section off, like, 98% of the level and not let one of those bat things hit you or your line before you completed the block.
So it's almost like Jezball.
I have no idea. I'm sure there's, like, 48 different games that are just like it with the same, you know, idea, the exact same idea with a different name. Because I used to play one at work on some website somewhere all the time, just for fun. And anyway, but that was a lot of fun, too. But it's like, you know, these were ghetto little games, but they passed the time. I don't find myself sitting there with my cell phone, though, playing games all day, so I never got into them.
You see, now these cell phones, they can process video and stuff.
They're pretty damn powerful, yeah.
So they have some real oomph behind them.
It makes perfect sense to put games on these. And isn't Square, don't they have, you know, they have whole plans for, you know, a Final Fantasy line. Of
SOE has an EverQuest on one.
You know, holy crap.
I don't think it's an MMO. I'm not even sure it's multiplayer.
But still, there's it's more know, like Sony a, has an EverQuest game on there.
It's more like a
holy crap, I'm at work. I can't play EverQuest. I gotta use my cell phone, you know. And then there's Shining Tears. That's a brand new game. Comes out in like 4 days, you know. There's a Shining Tears mobile out there. You know, I mean, there's some really good stuff out there. And it's all... Well, not all of it, but if you go look around, this site in particular that he pointed out here is fantastic because it lists just like, you know, this phone. You got this phone, you can play all these kind of games, and it shows you, like, I mean, there's all kinds of games that you would know.
The only problem is they're not free anymore.
They're not free, and my biggest thing is, like, I can't ever figure out, like, because all the phones don't use the same operating system. Mm-hmm. And I just don't care enough about them to try, you know, pay enough attention to figure out what they run, to figure out what kind of software they can run, what I would need to do to download them and stuff like that. And I don't pay much attention to it. Because it doesn't fit my lifestyle, where I'm always at home in front of my computer or my TV. You know, I mean, I barely play my Game Boy as it is. I'm usually about to fall asleep when I play my Game Boy, because I'm laying in bed before I go to sleep. I'm like, I'm not ready to call it a night yet. I haven't played enough games all day, you know?
But frankly, as long as they don't take up an enormous amount of my phone's battery, I'd rather have this than a portable gaming system. I'm going to have the phone in my pocket anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. That's a good point. I'd like, okay, the N-Gage is listed on there. Now, while it's kind of a joke, it was a good idea.
It was.
You know, it just, unfortunately, I don't think panned out that well. But I think if somebody could do it right...
I don't know, whoever was designing the thing needs to be shot in the head.
Yeah, that's what I understand, too.
I mean, you gotta take out the battery to put a new game cartridge in? You're talking it sideways?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I don't know about all that either, but I don't know. But I guess they redesigned it, I heard. Like, there's like a new one, like an N-Gage 2 or something, mm-hmm. but I didn't hear.
But now they're plagued with that, with exactly. that first. Exactly.
That's just it. Nobody seemed impression. To care anymore. Nobody was interested in it, you know, and you didn't hear any hype about it. I didn't hear anybody talking about it. I didn't hear how great it was going to be or any of that stuff, you know. So, now, let's move on here in our email.
And plus, they're in a much more competitive mobile market now than they were when they first put out the first one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And so no one cares because they've already blown their first impression.
Mm-hmm. What they need, what I think they need, is something that's, it's got to be small. You can't have a giant cell phone.
No.
You've got to have different buttons. I don't like, you know, like using the phone buttons to play your game.
Wolf's cell phone would make a really cool game player.
I can't think of what he has.
He has the one that like spins around and it's a keyboard.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
For instant
messaging.
That'd be
pretty cool. Yeah.
And then the screen's like here in the middle.
They need a complete redesign. They need all the buttons to look like Nintendo Pad buttons. Every button. Right? So then you could use them both, right? And then they need a little bit bigger of a screen maybe. And they need a good way to get the information into the phone. Like, screw this. Like, I mean, why don't they have, like, those little SD cards that I could just copy a game to and throw in real quick? Why does it have to be some complicated thing? Or why do you have...
I think they are that
little
style
thing?
Cartridge, but yeah, it's behind the damn...
Yeah, on that one it is in particular. But, yeah, I'm thinking of, like, the perfect phone. You know,
oh,
why
right,
couldn't
right,
I just
right.
have, like, a pile of games on these things? Or why couldn't I have, you know, homebrew software on them, you know, to run an emulator or something. I could copy ROMs of games that I legally own onto them, and I could play them on my cell phone. I mean, that would be pretty cool. I probably still wouldn't buy a phone.
You'd have to have a cell phone emulator for that specific cell
well, yeah,
phone.
Well, yeah, but they would probably rewrite the software. The emulators would be designed per cell phone operating system.
Oh, you're going to have, like, real people? Like, people from the phone company make the emulators?
No, you'd have other people do it. You'd have other people do it. You'd have the emulator scene people
right.
do it, you know, and they would take their emulator and they would port it to the, you know, major popular ones, and all the ROMs are the same no matter what, so that'd be kind of cool. I think that'd be really neat. I mean, you wouldn't have the power to play something probably like a Super Nintendo game yet, or maybe you would now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Look at some of this stuff.
Yeah, but how come a Dreamcast can't play a Super Nintendo game right yet? They're still slow.
Well, that's...
That's more because they don't know what's going on with the architecture itself. And
right.
I know they could, but the emulators can't do it, you know. But anyway.
Right, that's an emulator problem, not the software, not the hardware.
Yeah, if they would just give us all the specs on it, that'd be pretty awesome. Now this is, okay, now this email here, this is going to get long and loud. All right. Now I still didn't really get to go over with the person I wanted to go over this with. To talk about what I should and should not say here. So I've basically come to the conclusion this is what's going to happen. I'm going to read the whole fucking thing.
This came from...
Well, yeah.
John Doe.
John Doe, and it's an email written by his friend John. And he is writing these emails to somebody that we all know and hate. This is Mad Dog Jack Thompson. Alright, you can go visit Jack Thompson's website at stopkill.com. This is the guy that runs that website that gives you all those great facts on how video games are destroying America and it's turning the kids into, you know, killers because they play murder simulators all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is the lawyer who's basically making a huge career off of pointing the finger at game companies to make money.
Sits at home rubbing his hands just waiting for that next GTA to come out.
Yep, it's payday for him every time a game is released and anybody gets shot in the game. I mean, this is it. And he loves it even more when somebody in the real world gets killed. However he can pin this on a game, this guy's all over it. And I actually learned quite a bit reading this too because I didn't know this idiot was all over TV and stuff. I had no idea that he was actually getting his word out there, you know, his truth and his knowledge. Now,
oh, yeah, because the parents eat this crap up.
They do. They really do. I remember my mom used to freak out all the time, too, about playing video games, you know.
My parents wouldn't let me play D&D.
You know, yeah. I mean,
because they heard someone killed themselves over it. Oh, my
exactly.
God!
Exactly. And this guy's found a way to make a buck. Now, this is really cool because we did this before. Somebody of some author, some website, it was a pretty popular website, too, I can't remember, tried to do an email interview with him, and he...
That's right.
Right, remember that? Yeah. Right, and the guy had, like, these really short and basically fuck-off
answers. I don't care answers.
Yeah, right? This is a pretty interesting one, too. Let's see. This email here is written from our John to this guy, Jack Thompson. Okay. He says, remember when rock music was destroying our youth? Remember when comic books were destroying our youth? Remember when TVs, movies, and cartoons were destroying our youth? Remember when lawyers started destroying the concept of personal responsibility? Oh, wait, that last one is now. Video games don't make killers. Killers may play video games. But for people such as yourself to insinuate that every gamer who gets his hands on a Grand Theft Auto title is going to pick up a shotgun and start blowing people away is absolutely ludicrous. Not to mention the fact that the average gamer is in his mid to late 20s, by the way. I've been a gamer since I was 5. As have almost all of my friends. We get together, play Halo, play fighting games, play shooters as a social activity. And we, you know, can actually differentiate between pixels and polygons and reality. And we're not killers. We're not violent. Since the vast majority of people who play video games are not violent, your bashing and shouting is, well, pretty much wrong. How about turning your cannons on the real people who should be attacked? If little Jimmy, an obviously troubled youth, decides to try and blow away his school, don't vilify the game industry just because he had a copy of Unreal Tournament 2004 on his desk. What about the store that sold him the game, despite the fact that he was under 18? Or, far more likely than him buying it himself, what about his parents who bought the game for him but didn't take the time to regulate his behavior themselves? Mm-hmm. This mindless, brain-numbing tirade against the video game industry just highlights what a mess American society has become. Jimmy might be in his room with a padlocked door making pipe bombs, learning to snipe on his PC, which, if you've ever played one of these games, is similar to real-life sniping in the same way a Gord is similar to a Boeing 747. But do his parents care? Do they knock on the door once and leave him alone? Do they even seem to notice that they bought him the game that experts claim induced him to kill? Nope. Oh, we can't discipline our children ourselves. I know, let's sue the company who made this game. If they hadn't made it, our little Jimmy wouldn't have gone on a mass murdering spree. And if they hadn't made it, Jimmy would have still been troubled, and would have still been violent, and would have still been inclined to kill people because his own parents were too afraid of disciplining him to do anything. The problem doesn't lie in the video game, it lies in the parents. Maybe you should go train in Halo or something, because your aim is way off. All right, now that was from John to Jack. Now Jack responds with, this is beautiful because notice that the only time that the word destroy was mentioned in this John here's letter was when it said in the first paragraph, right? So now Jack's response is, yep, it destroyed them. That was his whole response. Remember the first paragraph of this email. Remember when rock music was destroying our youth? Remember when comic books was destroying our youth? Remember when TVs, movies, and cartoons were destroying our youth? Remember when lawyers started destroying the concept of personal responsibility? That was the first paragraph. That's all he replied to. That's all he said. Yep, it destroyed them. And it's YEP, it destroyed them. And I don't know how of a direct copy this is. There's no punctuation there, no capital. And the guy's obviously really smart. Okay? Mm. The guy's a genius. Okay? You know he didn't even probably read the whole of the email.
No, he read the first three sentences.
Exactly.
He didn't even get to the part where he's talking about where he mentioned the lawyers.
You know, exactly. Yeah. Right? So then John here, he fires off another email. And he says, I'm glad that you agree that lawyers are destroying personal responsibility in America's society in general. And it appears for once that your bluster and bravado falter in the face of the truth. Well done indeed. And then so Jack Thompson here replies, Dear John, you are some sort of drug, I think. Even skeptical media have called to congratulate me. So John writes back, Congratulate you on what? On eliminating personal responsibility? I'm not saying video game makers are wholly blameless in their responsibilities to society, but let's look at this realistically. If we simply blame the corporations for everything little Jimmy does, we don't get to the root of the problem. It simply masks it for a while. Of those who should be held accountable for little Jimmy's violence, video game makers are last in line. First and foremost are his parents. I don't want to make it sound like I'm attacking you directly, though I strongly disagree with your position on this. I hold nothing against you as a person. Okay?
I do.
You know? Yeah. I do. The guy clearly, it's so transparent to people who pay attention to this, mm-hmm. and they actually know what's going on. But those aren't the people who he's fooling. He doesn't care about them, because that's not how he's making his money.
Yep.
He's making his money off those people that he is fooling. However, I think that what people like you are doing is hurting America in the long run, rather than helping. Parents who are too afraid and or lazy to discipline their children are to blame. Using my Little Jimmy example, either he bought the game himself, in which case the store selling him should be accused, not the publisher of the software, for selling a minor and M-rated game, but far more likely his parents bought the game for him, which actually happens an awful lot. I see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always mention it to him. I really do. And I know the kid must hate me, but I don't care. Because I don't care. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'll mention it to the parents. I'll say, you know, you do realize this game is rated for, you know, how old is your son or daughter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's see. His parents didn't read the M-rated tag warning against strong violence, mature content, or what have you. His parents didn't bother to check on him when he sat behind a bolted door, plotting and building pipe bombs. I think the main problem I have with your argument is that you seem to be making all video gamers out to be violent, depraved menaces to society, and all video games to be tools of such. You seem to be completely ignoring the fact that there are millions of people, like my friends and myself, who play video games and can successfully differentiate between what is real and what isn't. The kids who are influenced by video games, who shouldn't be playing those games anyway, are the same ones who would have been influenced by Power Rangers or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a decade ago or so. There's merely a new scapegoat. To vilify the industry because of what some obviously disturbed children do is ludicrous. It removes the responsibility from the parents where it belongs. Suing corporations doesn't make up for shoddy parenting. Binding the hands of video game publishers doesn't stop a mother or father for handing their child Blood and Guts 3 The Rampage, but just because they're too busy to pay attention once in a while. As well, you're completely ignoring the fact that there's a whole slew of video games that have nothing to do with this so-called menace. To ignore the fervent anti-war theme of Metal Gear Solid series, the second installment of which is likely the first truly postmodern video game, or the ecological warnings of Final Fantasy VII is ludicrous. And furthermore, the fact that you insinuate that I'm on drugs is rather offensive, sir. I believe I've been rather eloquent and, to some, persuasive, and I don't appreciate the idea that I'm on narcotics simply because I disagree with your beliefs. I'm always up for debate. Simply, sincerely, John. Now, Jack steps back in with an email, right? Reads this. I mean, these are really, really not only well put together, but like, I mean, these are like perfectly well written. I mean, this mm-hmm. would convince, this would wake people up if they would hear this, but this doesn't get out in the media. What gets out in the media is Jack on TV, right? Now, this, I had no idea. Now, check this out. It gets better here. Even people in the media, now he goes back to how great he is, okay?
Right.
Even people skeptical of our lawsuit have contacted me in the past 11 hours to congratulate us on the home run we hit on 60 Minutes. I suggest you get professional help for your apparent mental deficit. That's what he wrote back. This guy's such a freaking idiot. Okay, so then John writes back, I'm not referring to whatever was on 60 Minutes as I was doing homework this night. I was referring to your CNN interview. And I cannot believe how arrogant and rude you're being. I suggest you're the one with a mental deficit, not me. One look at the content of our respective emails can show that. How dare you? What gives you the right to insinuate I'm mentally challenged just because I disagree with your tirade against video games? You've not answered one point I've given, only responded with, you need mental help. Shame on you. Jack replies back, do the rest of your homework. This guy is an idiot. So he responds back, I suggest doing yours for once. Talk to real gamers, not this farce you have going. Jack replies, real gamers? That's an oxymoron, Junior. John replies back, 30 million people between the ages of 5 and 50 playing video games. We're all oxymorons? Not only does that not make any sense at all, grammatically, it's just plain ludicrous. Let's see. So far in this conversation, I have argued lucidly and rather eloquently, have refuted many of your arguments, and made several good points myself. You've refused to answer a single one of my points, except with the following. Insulting my intelligence, claiming I'm currently in a state of intoxication, referring to anonymous skeptical media and delivering so-called congratulations, exhibiting a profound case of severe narcissism, which I severely recommend you seek professional help for. Put your money where your mouth is, Jack. If you want to debate your ridiculous policies, I'm more than willing to meet your challenge. Now, our John here, who wrote this email, has not received a reply to the last one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, he knows he's beat. He's cornered by people who know what he's doing, and he ignores them. Mm-hmm. And he continues to go do his crap on TV, apparently on 60 Minutes and CNN. And do you think maybe not my mom, but, you know, other, you know, 12-year-old kid down the street. Do you think his mom probably caught that on CNN, probably caught that on 60 Minutes? Of course she did. You know, but do you think anybody who's going to argue with him did?
Nope.
Of course not. They're playing video games during that hour. You know, they're enjoying their day. They're either making video games, or they're playing games, they're doing something. you know, other than listening to some guy try to make a buck.
Or even if they did, there was probably no one to argue the other side on CNN.
Oh, you know that this was a one-sided. Here, tell your story. Mm-hmm. Tell your story about, you know, this, you're this one man, this one man looking out for the good of America as a whole against these evil video game companies that are out there to train people how to kill. This is the most insane thing I have ever seen happen in my life. It's very sad. It really is sad because, unfortunately, I don't see us winning this war. I don't see a way to win it. The media ignores our side of it because it doesn't sell. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They want to hear the sensationalistic part of it. The, oh my god, these kids killed people from playing games.
Frankly, these violent video games help stop violence. I don't know how many times me myself have been really pissed off at some asshole and I wanted to go beat his ass, but instead I went home, I picked up the controller, I beat my frustrations out on some ones and zeros.
I'm not a very violent person. I'll take it, you know? Like, I'm more the person that'll just sit there and just kind of, like, take the beating, right? When I do get mad, it's not because I don't get angry at somebody. I don't get angry at what they're doing. I don't play a video game and I start to get mad. That doesn't happen. You know what happens when I play video games? I'm calm. I'm relaxed. Okay, now granted, there's been a time or two where I've been playing a game like, I don't know, Street Fighter, where I may get a little upset, you know, that I'm losing the match, you know, and I'll, you know, but it's more for show, you know, it's more just like I'm just messing around, I'm just, you know, trying to vent a little frustration of the game, but it's like I turn it off and it goes away, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm cool after that. I'm not going to run out there and start shooting up the person at 7-Eleven because, you know, I got my ass kicked on the third round, you know, that's just ludicrous, okay? You know when I get mad? When I see stuff that is so blatantly wrong being shoved into people's faces as truth, mm-hmm. This makes me mad. What Jack Thompson here does is what needs to be stopped. This gets me upset. Okay, this is when I start, the blood gets flowing, the face turns red, the fists start clenching up, you know, I can't think straight, and you know, you just start seeing red. This is what happens because you want to tell people, you know, hey, this guy's wrong, this isn't how it is. And, you know, maybe we should really look at the problem here because things can be solved, right? Yeah. And because I can't do that, because I do not have an outlet, I can't go on 60 Minutes and be like, look, these are the real facts. This is what is actually happening.
Something would eventually set these kids off. It's not because it's violent video games. You could take away every ounce of violence in our entertainment as a whole, and something would eventually set these kids off.
Because there's something wrong with them,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that needs to be looked at. The parenting needs to be looked at. Something else needs to be looked at. Okay, what is really going on here? You're not raising these kids on video games. Okay, that's ridiculous. Okay, that's ridiculous to just assume that and say that. Okay, it's not these games that are teaching these kids anything. And if you want to blame it on media so much, you know, there's, you know, you gotta take a look at movies too. Movies are a lot more graphic than video games are. Okay.
They're a lot more real than,
you know, they look completely more real. Now, as much as everybody talks about how great graphics are in games, it's nothing like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like a movie yet, okay? You know, you can talk about that all you want, but then they say, oh, but it's interactive. Okay, you got me. You got me there. It is interactive. Okay, but I can sit and watch violent movies all day, and I guarantee I'll be more freaked out than playing a game. It happens all the time, you know? I just... Like I said...
Unless it's Doom 3.
What makes... Yeah, Doom 3 got me pretty good, you know? But most of the time, I never get creeped out or anything in the real world comes out of the game. That almost never happens. Almost never. But when I watch a movie, you know, you watch a horror movie, you're pretty creeped out when you're walking around your house the rest of the day, you know, like, or for the next couple hours, when you turn the lights on, you're a little creeped out. It doesn't happen when I play games, you know. But like I said, what really gets me upset and mad and furious is liars. And here I am, I'm watching a guy make all kinds of money and basically attack, you know, my hobby. This is what I love. This is my whole life, okay? And we've got some asshole out there who claims to know everything about it when I would be willing to bet that he hasn't played a game in quite a few years. He probably doesn't want to. Maybe this guy, you know, when he was like 14 and he was playing Pac-Man or something, you know, maybe he lost to some kid in the arcade and he's been kind of bent about it ever since, you know, got his ass kicked, it handed to him at Street Fighter one day, and he's been on this personal mission of his to shut down games because he sucks. You know, maybe that's this guy's case. I think
he just saw an opening for some serious money to be
made. I'm sure.
And grabbed it.
I'm sure.
The thing that pisses me off about all this so much, I hate liars. I hate all this other stuff and people making money off that. But that's, lots of corporations do that. Lots of, everybody does that. What pisses me off is, like I said earlier, he sits at home just waiting for it to happen mm-hmm. next. He's not trying to stop it. If it started to wane, he'd probably figure out a way to bump it back up.
Yep.
He doesn't want to stop this violence. He doesn't want to stop any of it. He loves it.
It's too good for his career. My problem with it is I get frustrated because I think the people should hear both sides. And this is where I get mad, right? It's, you know, I don't have a problem with, I guess, a guy sitting at home waiting for something to happen for him to, you know, make some money off of it. Okay. I guess I don't really have a problem with that so much. What I have a problem with is the lying end of it, and that you can't hear both sides of the story is what it really makes me upset. You know, like I don't mind if people make money. What I get mad about is when lies come into play and I'm frustrated that another side can't be heard. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, you know, there's no way that they're going to let a pro gamer person, you know, I don't mean pro like professional. I mean like a pro as in supportive gamer onto 60 Minutes to talk about it. Why would they do that?
Well, I have seen a few that are like that.
Really?
Because this whole subject has been going on for...
Well, yeah, years.
Yeah. And, but it's generally someone that you can tell is not quite as intelligent.
Get this guy. Get John. Get this guy. This guy will tear him a new asshole, okay, yeah, and put him right in his place. And this is why they won't do it. You know why? Because there's no money in what John's trying to say. There's no money in John pointing out the truth here, but there's money in Jack saying that this is killing kids. Mm. You know, there's money in Jack here telling everybody that these facts of his...
Well, it doesn't matter, because the moms and dads that are listening to Jack don't want to hear the other side.
Exactly.
They got it stuck in their head, and there is nothing that's going to stop that.
And this is the big problem.
Because suddenly, it's no longer my fault little Johnny is kicking puppies and stuff like that. It's no longer the parents' fault. It's the video game's fault. So they love to hear it.
Yep. And it's big. This is big money for Jack. Jack can buy that new boat now. He's not going to sue the parents of the kids, protecting America. He's going to sue the company and buy that new boat of his. You know, he's going to be in the media spotlight. He's going to be the media whore. It's going to be great. It's going to be grand, Jack. Right? Now, you know, there is still part more to this email. there's, we're actually done with the emails, but, there was, let's see, John still hasn't gotten a reply to that last email. And apparently he sent these emails to CBS. Since apparently they have a game, now I don't watch TV, so I have no idea. These emails have been sent to CBS since they seem to have a gamer who is covering this whole anti-gaming thing. You'll find a question and answer with Jack Thompson, the creator of Control-Alt-Delete and the creator of VG Cats, about the same issue on the CBS website, as well as a clip of the part of 60 Minutes where Jack Thompson was pulling shit out of his ass. So that's got to be pretty neat. Apparently this is on CBS's website somewhere. I'll have to go track those down because I'm really curious. I really want to go see that, you know, just to see what's going on here. So, yeah, I feel sorry for anybody who's in the car right now. If they get like me and I hear kind of crap like this in the car, because I do listen to talk radio in the car. I download it and I burn it onto, my car plays MP3, so I just burn it on a bunch of them on a CD and I go visit my dad and listen to a couple on the trip. And I get mad and I'll start driving extremely aggressive sometimes, you know, because I'm like, this isn't how it is, you sons of bitches, you know, and I'm like driving all fast and getting a little crazy sometimes, right? It's not because I'm playing games. If I could play video games and drive, I would be the most calm, serene, zen-like motherfucker you've ever seen in your life, okay? It would take me 3 days to get 2 blocks. I don't care. I'm not in a hurry. You get me worked up because some asshole doesn't know what he's talking about, okay, and shoving it down people's throats, all right, I get a little angry. Now, one more email, okay? This is just to calm me down. I purposely put this one last because I didn't want to be angry the whole show. Woosa.
Woosa.
Best line in Bad Boys 2, man, where he's like, I'm not angry, except for when you keep saying, you're angry. I love that line. All right. Hi, C4 and Kobar. Greetings from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Rotterdam is about an hour's drive from Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is where the green shit comes from. And hopefully where the next Harold and Kumar movie will be filmed. First of all, great fucking show. Love it. First time I heard about the show was from Adam Curry's podcast. I know you trashed the iPod, but I love it. It's funny that a couple of shows back you were talking about the lousy iPod, and I was listening to the show on the iPod Shuffle. And I know that happens an awful lot. And I know iPod listeners were like, oh, fuck you guys. You know, but I tell you what, seriously, this comes from a strictly professional point of view. I see 15 of these things broken within a week of purchase, not from customer abuse, a day. Every day. All right. This is why I think that they suck. Right. And I'm not the only one. Customers come in. This is my fourth iPod in a week. And they're screaming at me, and I'm like, bro, I told you. I remember. Customers always ask, and I'm like, don't buy an iPod. But they're on TV! Alright, buy the fucking iPod, I'll see you in a week. And I say, make sure you pay for the service plan, get the extended warranty, and they do. And you know what happens? I see them a week later. Every fucking time. I love it. It's like justification. You know, I love it. It's great, man. I'm like, I told you. I told you. And, you know, and I see them in there all the time buying another one. They're like, and they always come over to us too. What would you guys buy? They always ask. Cause I know you guys see these broken all the time. I love it. I'm going to take Apple down myself. I swear to God.
One iPod and it's out.
That's right. Exactly. The Shuffle is amazing for this purpose. When I do my bike rides, I listen to your show and it's great. What makes the show great is the pure enthusiasm for games and the farts, the burps and the laughing. I listen to other game shows, but always come back to you guys. I'm backtracking the shows and starting with show 11. Very cool. Keep up the great work. See you later, Peter. Good luck to Kobar on the new job. That was cool.
With a K, by the way.
Yeah, it's K, Kobar with a K, not a C. But still. So, that was cool. That was nice. Thank you very much. It's cool. See, we're listening. We're here. We got people in Rotterdam now. I'm going to get like a map, dude, and just like mark people out. That's so awesome.
Put it up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
And like mark it with red pen when we get a country?
That's awesome. That is really cool. No, I really dig that though. Thank you so much. That's cool. This is why I like doing this too, because we really do care about games. And that's funny that, you know, he actually mentioned the enthusiasm for games there, which is what I really think, I think shows, I hope shows in our shows that, you know, we actually like playing games, and sometimes, you know, we go off a little bit, and I think that's cool though. You know, I love hearing it. When you're listening to somebody talk about something you know they're into, you know, you're just like, wow, this guy like makes me want to play this game. All right. Speaking of games, though, yes, we are managing to talk about some games here at some point today.
A couple of them,
and some pretty good ones. Oh, well, this is my email page. We can go past that one. Now, I wanted to hear what you had to say. We got our hands on, and I'm sure everybody did, and we were kind of excited to play Jade Empire, that little short, minuscule, tiny...
Demo.
Holy shit. A new word is being created. That's exactly what this is. Demo.
You fight like four guys.
Yeah.
Well, you fight a few little things while you're fighting one major thing, but it's like three things you fight or something. I don't know. But,
they let you pick your character.
Yeah.
And they actually have like five characters or six or whatever in there to pick from in the demo.
At least during the demo is, from what I can tell, completely aesthetic.
Yeah, all it is just the way that your character looks.
I imagine in the real game, over the course of time, they all spread out a little differently, have different choices in what fighting styles.
Yeah, because you pick all your, exactly, yeah, you pick all your different fighting styles. In the demo, you know, they just gave us every character.
Plus, some are better at being strong, some are better at magic, some are better at...
Yeah, that magic chick was pretty awesome. Then they had, like, the speed guys and everything, you know, so it's like, you can fit your style of play, which is cool.
And it was still very nice to get my hands on the fighting, on the combat engine a little bit, and feel what
see
it was
what
like
they were
for
all
myself.
About. Right, right.
Now I've let the hype get to me as I often do, so I'm a little skewed.
You're worse than I am.
I am. I'm bad.
I was gonna mention this before, earlier today. You're actually worse than I am, and I thought I was bad.
I'm bad when
you're
it comes to hype.
Terrible.
I admit it freely. It's not something I'm proud of.
I am too, but I'm not. I don't think I'm as bad as you are.
But anyway, so I'm a little skewed, but I enjoyed it. I think unless changing the fighting styles becomes quite important, like several times within a given fight, it would get real boring just hitting quick attack over and over and over again until they block, and then you hit strong attack, and then you go back to quick attack until they block.
Yeah, that's, yeah, see, now, when I played it, I picked, that chick was one of the fast ones, right? I don't know who, I didn't actually see who you picked.
I picked the fast dude.
Okay, so I picked the fast chick then. Cause she had all the flowing shit off her. I think that's so neat when you see, like, shit flying around when you're doing your attacks and whatnot. Anyway, and they give you, in the demo, they gave you all the same fighting styles. You only had, like, three, so that was all you got in the demo, no matter what character you played. So it didn't really seem to matter who you picked at all, which was fine, because I was hoping it would be a long demo, though, that you could actually get into it a little bit. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. I mean, honest to God, it was basically, they have like a 2-minute little intro, and then you get rushed by some dude. So you fight the dude, and then you get rushed by three dudes. While you're killing those three dudes, a big dude comes out, and you kill the big dude, and then it ends. And it really honestly takes you like 5 minutes. Mm. So it's a huge disappointment, this demo. It's a huge disappointment. And I'm really not impressed with the game at all because of the demo. You know, like, you watch the movies and they look good, right? But game movies generally look good. Look at the game movie for Unreal Championship 2. Wow, it looks so exciting. But when you're playing, it's 10 times slower than that, you know? It's just like, ah, this isn't, you know, it doesn't play that way. That's how I felt about Jade Empire. The combat was just me beating on the quick attack button, hitting the monster with either my sword or these little daggers, or shooting these little things at him. And then if he would block, you know, your little weak attack wouldn't get through, and you would hit the strong attack, and your attack would get through and do all kinds of damage. And it was just like, okay, well, that's pretty gay. And, you know, the animation was good enough that you could see an attack coming, almost to a fault, because you would see the attack coming, and then you, with a quick flip of the whatever the button's on the far right over there, I think the blue one, you'd hit that one, and you would roll out of the way. Mm-hmm. Now, I dug the way the characters moved. It was like they were slick, well animated. The way they rolled out of combat was cool. The way they would dive to the side and all that crap was awesome. That was really neat. But why couldn't I dive in and like stab the guy? I had to like dive in and then stand up again and stab the guy. You know, it would be neat if I had like extra moves. All I saw, it seemed like, was regular stab and then the heavy stab, and occasionally I'd hit him a little bit harder. I mean, like, there wasn't insane special moves. It wasn't God of War.
That game makes me.
I'm gonna throw down the gauntlet with those two. I'm gonna let them duke it out.
God, but it's completely different style of game.
I don't see how. One of them you have beating up 4 million dudes. One of them you have punching 4 million dudes.
Well, Jade Empire is supposed to be an RPG at its roots.
We'll see. It really feels like to me. Well, from what everything I've read and everything I've seen, they keep saying RPG, and I think it appeals to the RPG crowd to just throw the word in there somewhere. But it really feels like I'm playing Champions of Norrath, Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance. You know, like, here you are, you get to make occasional choices through some text prompts. Great. This sucks. You know, give me something closer to, oh god, Knights of the Old Republic, dare I say it. You know? I don't know, I wasn't too impressed. The combat was pretty dry. Now granted, you only got 3 styles. You know?
As well as...
Oh, the ability to turn into a mutant horse thing.
Oh, no, that's not what I was gonna say.
Oh.
Granted, if that is how it is throughout the whole game, I'm going to be very disappointed, especially since I have to pre-order it.
Oh, yes.
We have to mention this for those that have not
noticed.
Yeah,
I'm so glad you said this too, because I really wanted to make it a point for you to mention it. Did I just draw my... No. Yes, I did.
Anyway, I am not sure if it's only pre-orders or if it's the entire first shipment. But there is a limited edition of this, of Jade Empire.
Oh, it's...
Jade Empire. it not only comes with an extra dude, an extra character that you can be, it comes with an extra fighting style, and more, whatever that means. And it seems to me, if this game is as fat as everyone is saying it's going to be, the next coming of Christ, and I don't pick this up now, I'm going to be very, 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 very disappointed. Even if that fighting style is crap. It doesn't matter if
it's crap.
It
doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly.
I have a piece missing out of my game.
Exactly.
And that just doesn't fly. Now, I'm very... I don't know how I feel about this.
I'll tell you how I feel. That's bullshit. And I'll tell you why it's bullshit. Okay, limited edition, my ass, alright? This needs to be like Halo. Okay, the way that Halo did it, I think, is right. You have the game, the full game, you don't take a damn fighting style and a character out. And then you have the Clutches edition. With, for those that care, the making ofs, the storyboard settings, you know, the pictures of the storyboards, interviews with the creators. Now, I dig that stuff. I like that stuff myself. I love to listen to commentaries on movies, to hear what the director and the producer and the actors thought in the scene. I love to hear about how they did things, you know. I love to hear about all that stuff. For games, it's the same thing. I love to hear about what they did to it. But, and I'm willing to pay more. But not for every game. I don't want to hear, you know, like, I don't want a collector's edition of The Incredibles, you know, you know what I mean? But don't make it so that I have to buy the collector's edition if I want, you know, one of the five characters.
Game.
You know, yeah, like, yeah. You know, that's a load of shit.
But on the other side of that, it is a really cool bonus feature for a pre-order. We're always talking about sometimes those pre-orders
are ghetto.
You get some cardboard cutout that's like an inch by an inch of one of the characters. It's like, so the hell what?
Yeah, that's true. That is a cool thing, but I like real world stuff like that, though. I like the art books. I would like a cardboard cutout stand up thing. I like a glossy photo kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, those are
that
fun.
Kind of stuff is cool. I dig that.
But some of it is pretty freaking ghetto.
Oh yeah, it is. Some of it's ridiculous, right? But like, and I, you know, also, not every game deserves something like this, so let's not see this happening an awful lot now, people.
See, I tend to agree with you. I would much rather not see this than see it. Because I don't want my hand forced in, okay, now I have to buy this game before I know what it's like.
Exactly. Exactly. And this blows, because I know, I'm not too impressed by the game. Like, I've just never been, like, all super hyped up about it, and I don't know why. I don't like the setting a lot, I think. Like, I think the idea's cool, but there's, I don't know, it doesn't seem like that great of a game to me. So, whatever. So, I've been interested in it because I keep hearing about it, right? I'm gonna rent it. You've been really into it lately, and I'm hearing more and more, and I keep thinking, oh, Christ, this is gonna be a great game, I bet, you know, just based on what I'm hearing. I'll have to rent it, I think. Well, now it's like, I'll have to buy it, I think.
Yeah, because if you rent it and you do like it, it's like, oh, now I'm screwed.
Yep, now I can't get the fat one. I found out the game is fun. I want to get the fat version. Time to hit up eBay, and I'm going to be paying over $100 for this game. Oh, fuck me! I lost an email then. Because there was another one I printed it out, too. Shit.
About what?
Game prices. It just... When I said that I was going to be paying over $100 on eBay for a game, it just occurred...
Oh, Flank just...
He sent us an email with pictures, even. Above game boxes.
Flag was talking to me about this. It's still, stuff like Doom is still
$100. $100 for Doom 3.
Well,
it
ends up being
like
70 US.
75 US, right? Yeah. Right, yeah. And then he sent us pictures of it from a local electronics boutique. And, what else was there? Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah.
$100. Which is like 70, stuff. 75, I guess.
Yeah.
That's still, that's a lot.
He said in general take 30% off whatever my price is, and that's US dollars. Or 30% off, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's messed up. I'll have to post the screenshots on the forum or something.
We're talking about games that are, they're like $30 here now.
Dude, yeah, Doom 3, what, $40 everywhere, $30 on a sale?
Yeah.
Crystal Chronicles, probably, I don't know, maybe $30?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, they're about old enough, and they did well enough, that's about where they are.
Yeah,
now.
I couldn't
and
believe it.
And they're still way more than they were brand new here.
Yeah, yeah. How messed up. Oh, I'm so sorry, Flank. I forgot all about it, too. I had it here, and I think I get shuffled to... I had a lot of papers.
You got mentioned anyway.
So, yeah, sorry about that. At least I remembered. I'd have felt real the jackass had I forgotten and remembered after. But yeah, game prices suck in Australia. I'm sorry, that blows ass for people. Your hand is almost being forced in pirating games in that kind of a situation, where they're just flat out robbing you.
I mean, who can afford that?
I can't. I can't afford a hot dog and a Slurpee without being charged $231 by my bank. That's a story for another day. Now, yeah, I don't know about Jade Empire, though. It looks good. The graphics were all right, but I wasn't too impressed by the character models on the enemies. The dudes looked cool. Your characters were pretty neat, you know? But, and like, when you turn into that crazy mutant horse thing, you were the freaking man. But, like, the mobs just didn't seem so great. You know, the enemies you were fighting just didn't seem, like, that well detailed, I guess. But, I mean, granted, we're working on limited stuff here. We got an Xbox. We're not working on, today's computer. Mm-hmm. We're not working on, high-end hardware here.
Well, it's also a demo.
Yes, it is also a demo. And, we should have, like, a little, this doesn't reflect the actual game, This is just an early demo.
I have seen plenty of demos that end up not being half the game the actual game is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, but I don't know, though. It was interesting to play it, finally get a little bit of hands-on. We must be getting close if they're releasing demos,
Yeah, I think...
You got a date for it? No? Okay, I'm going to talk about... as we were looking at that game, we were kind of force-fed information about a game called Iron Phoenix. Which, have you heard of Iron Phoenix before today?
No.
Me neither. When does Jade Empire come out?
April
12th?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay, that's pretty soon.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, now Iron Phoenix actually comes out in 4 days here, March 24th. I hadn't heard shit about this game, and then all of a sudden it just kind of like got dropped in our laps. And we were talking like a week ago or two about a melee combat style Unreal Tournament without the guns kind of a game. Lo and behold,
here it is.
Here's a game that's been in development that sounds just like that. It's called Iron Phoenix. It's it'll support 16 players on Xbox Live. Mm-hmm. It's got a single player story mode. You can set up tournaments and crap online.
Or serial cable. You can hook up 16 Xboxes with TVs.
Serial cable. Ethernet. Some kind of a, yeah, it's using their System Link cable.
Yeah,
thing,
System
yeah.
Link. That's
so, which is, isn't that thing just an Ethernet cable anyway?
I guess.
I think it is, yeah. I've actually never hooked up my Xbox because it doesn't work.
If you could ever get 16 people with 16 Xboxes and 16 TVs.
The most I've seen is like 5.
In one room.
Yeah. But anyway, melee combat game with like what looks like fighting game combos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're duking it out with somebody, you've got, okay, from what I saw, it's basically everything that Unreal Championship has in its melee combat, but like brought up a notch with a dash of Street Fighter in there. You know what I mean? Like it looked pretty cool, you know, because you had dudes jumping off, like up on the wall and then jumping off of that, you know, like so they could like bounce off the wall and then they would like target the dude and come flying at him with some crazy, you know, special move attack. And you had some awesome weapons. Apparently the whole story is based around 9 weapons that were created from some meteor that landed. And there's like these 9 uber weapons of ass kick. But there's a ton of weapons in the game, apparently. But the main ones are these badass 9 that you're trying to collect, I guess. So I imagine it's just arena after arena of kicking some ass and eventually getting to a boss fight, killing him, taking his weapon.
Mm.
Next time, you know, then you start back at the bottom tier, I imagine. Now you're working towards to get, say, the dagger or the spear. And then you can use, maybe, the one that you've got now. Which is kind of a cool idea. At least it gives you some direction.
There is, there's also, several game modes. I mean, you can play deathmatch style. You can even play, PvE.
Yeah.
You can go a cooperative.
And just mow crap down.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty cool. I mean, it really sounded pretty cool. They have a bunch of ridiculous, I had a word for it. But I can't remember. But it had a bunch of ridiculous, like, Matrix Kung Fu type stuff, you know, where you were flying around and just doing, what do you call it, wire foo? A lot of crazy shit like that. It was pretty cool, though. You've got, and the characters, apparently the moves aren't based on your dude. They're based on the weapon you're using,
right. Which
is really weird. You know, then you could, it's unusual to me, I guess. I'm just used to picking a fighting game character based on their moves.
In this kind of situation, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because you want to have characters.
But I imagine the really, really big guys are going to be a little slower, even with the speedy weapons.
I would think.
They do a little more damage.
Right, I would think, yeah. But you've got some insane special moves. I mean, I wish we could put this into good, like, graphics into the show somehow, you know, because the moves, I mean, you see dudes, well, the bad one, the awesome one, I think, we don't know what weapon it was, but the guy, like, flew up in the air and would come up and down or something and, like, you would see him, like, tear the level. Like, it looked like it was cutting the whole level. Like,
yeah, it was a top-down view, I think. And he was, like, scooting around with, like, this crazy laser stuff. And
oh, it was
just
badass.
Just zipping from dude to dude and slicing him up. And
it was cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. You know, then we got to watching some videos on it. And, you know, you see a bunch of dudes running into each other. You know, you'll see, like, 4 guys come around a corner and run into each other at the same time and start beating each other's ass. And it's all melee combat stuff. There was, like, you could, like, throw the dagger, though. So you had a little bit of a range.
Yeah, they, like, throw it up and, like, kick it into his chest.
But it was, exactly. It wasn't like you had a damn fireball. You would kick the hilt of your dagger and it would go launch into the dude. I mean, it looked like a very acrobatic ordeal. I mean, the game looks pretty good, so I don't know if it's going to be great or not.
I'm in a wait and see sort of thing because I have
absolutely.
Heard absolutely nothing about this until today.
Yeah, exactly.
And even what I could find was slim pickings, and it's supposed to come out in 2 days.
In four days. And I've got like a half a page here, and that's ridiculous. I usually write down way too much. And the online tournament modes and stuff. Iron Phoenix comes out March 24th.
But it looks like it has quite a bit of potential.
It does. I hope that this opens the door for better stuff like this. Like, I hope we have, like, Unreal Melee Combat 2005. You know, something cool like that.
It does look like it could be happening.
Yeah. Now, you know, and you played God of War this week. Like, last week when we talked about it, the week before.
Yeah.
I got to play it.
And
you didn't get to play it. And now that you have.
Oh. That game is going to be so awesome.
It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Oh,
this
man.
Is the one that I had to eat my words on because I was sure it was going to suck.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I came out of the demo like sweating.
It looks like it should suck. It looks like it's some game that's just another random wannabe Devil May Cry 1 game.
Yeah.
That we had just so many of them over the last few years.
Every movie game reminds me of this kind of game.
You know,
your dude, bad controls, walking through a 3D world with, you know, the gimmicky things in the world and you get to kill stuff. No.
The controls could almost not be more responsive if it was jacked into your brain.
They're pretty nice, aren't they? the fluid movements of your guy blows my mind away the most. Like, the way that you could basically hit any button, you know, and do something cool. Yeah, and you know,
just about everything combos with anything else, and there's no long animation sequences, so if you have to suddenly break a combo and block, bam, it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just...
It's awesome. A really slick game, you know? The boss fights were really neat, too. Like, the way that your guy, I don't know, they have some really neat scripted stuff, too. Mm. You know, where, like, it'll tell you to hit the circle button if you're, you know, you're fighting a boss, you happen to grab his head or whatever, and it'll tell you, hit the circle button if you want to do something, or you can just keep beating on him. But if you hit the circle button, then you'll see your dude, like, fucking go all crazy and start banging his head into the enemy's head into the side of the ship or whatever, and all kinds of other stuff. I mean, there's all these really neat things like that.
Apparently, there's only, like, three major bosses.
Oh, that's a bummer.
In the whole game.
Because...
And the worst part is those three are really cool.
That sucks.
It's somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 15 to 18 hours to complete. Which, you know, is not... It's a little short, even for an action game, but it's not outrageously short.
For an action game, I like those right about around there. You know, something like Ease, I think, is too short at about 20 hours or so. But a game like God of War, I think 15 to 20 hours is about.
I like him at about 20 myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But the stuff that you can unlock is actually worthwhile.
Ooh, yeah, check this out. You actually had all kinds of good stuff to tell about this.
The stuff you unlock from you get different costumes. You know, the general stuff. You unlock a God
making
mode.
Of kind of thing. Don't they? I think I remember they had a video on there.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There was all kinds of
stuff. They unlock what they call God mode, but it's not the normal God mode where you're invincible. It's the God mode where your enemies are like gods. It's a much tougher.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, Vengeful God mode or something?
Something.
Wasn't
like
that what it called? Vengeful God, I think? That was like a difficulty setting, huh? Yeah.
But you also get levels that they decided to delete from the actual game.
How cool is that? Deleted levels. That is really
granted,
neat.
They're not going to be as good as the levels that you just played.
Probably not even going to be complete. You know,
but it's still awesome that you get more content.
Exactly. Now that this, I can get behind. Give us Jade Empire without the missing the guy and missing the thing, the combat style, and make a collector's edition with deleted levels and the making of video and, you know, whatever the hell else, you know, pictures of the models that you use to animate the guys, whatever the hell you want to do. That's pretty cool. Deleted content is good because there's nothing wrong with the game itself. What you should, there you go, that's what it is. The game should not be hindered in any way at all for the collector's edition. It should completely not only stand on its own, but should be identical to every single other copy of any game that was sold. You know? Just, you know, maybe if you could, because you have an Xbox, you have the capability of throwing in that second disc, the collector's edition CD, downloading the level to your hard drive, and having it incorporate itself into your game.
Mm-hmm.
We've solved it. We're in the wrong industry.
Well, we don't have the skills.
That's right. Oh, yeah, no lead skills. But anyway, God of War looks pretty badass.
It looks awesome. I suggest if you have any interest in action games like that.
It's a cool setting. That mythology, but it's like dark and evil. It's pretty badass.
You're basically the general of Mars.
Of Mars?
Is Mars the Greek? Or is that...
I have no idea.
The God of War. God of War.
What's his name? I should probably know this.
I thought it was Mars, but I might
I have no idea. I should probably know that.
Anyway, that's where the title comes from. You're basically his right-hand man, but all the other gods get you to turn your back on him and kill him.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. I had no idea. Yeah. I didn't follow it too much. All I saw was the guy kill himself. The intro movie's pretty badass.
Yeah. Oh, another thing that I remembered about the intro movie, apparently... The entire game has, like, no loading whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, huh?
And the demo doesn't.
Yeah, you just fart and go, which is nice, you know. Firing up your game and running with it is the way to play.
And apparently the whole game is like that. The most loading you do is saving.
That's awesome. That is really cool.
That's not the game developer's problem. That's how long it takes the hardware to save to the card. Yeah.
That is cool. That is cool. I really hope, I gotta rent that or something when it comes out. I gotta get my hands on that and play the crap out of that for a bit. We do have one last game to talk about here, and that was God of War we were talking about, by the way. And,
God of War.
we have one more game that was, and this one crept up on me. I remember mentioning it a long time ago, probably twice, I think, for some reason, because it looked so fat. And now that it's going to be out in 2 days, it's called Shining Tears. Mm-hmm. Okay, this was, if anybody remembers Shining Force on their Dream, on their Genesis, on their Sega CD and whatnot, they were awesome.
This okay. looks a bit like Geese. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right, except for a jacked up combat system, I think, and crappier graphics. I have some problems with Shining Tears. Now that it's about out, I'm a little upset. Okay, it's got the nice little medieval setting, and as far as the story goes, there's supposedly these two magic rings. You know, think of one as probably like good and evil, I would imagine, mm-hmm. and these two knights that, like, you know, protect the land or whatever and all that, and each one of them had a ring that gave them all kinds of crazy power, and they were just uber. And they used to fight for good, though. Well, one of them, I imagine the guy with the evil ring or something, really wanted the power of both of them, so he killed his buddy, mm-hmm. his comrade, and he took his ring. And he put the ring on, and the guy basically just exploded. He just died. He turned into a pile of sand, and that was it. You know, it was just too much for him to handle. Well, the rings were lost. These two magic rings were lost after that. Now, this is all lore and legend for the game.
Right.
And you skip ahead to the present, and now you've got, like, these dudes that went out to go... Like, apparently there's four guys. There was a big battle. And four of the people that went to this battle, like, they called everybody. The whole town had to go fight this war. Only four people come back as, like, the heroes to this. Nobody could figure out how they survived and lived when they should have lost and been killed like everybody else. But these four dudes pulled it off, and nobody knows why or how. But out of nowhere, some dude washes up on shore or some shit like that right out front of this town. This knight has no idea, of course, amnesia. Doesn't know anything about his past but his name.
Huh.
He's wearing the rings. Okay.
Both of them.
Well, now, that's the thing. I was reading reviews that said rings. He's got two of them. Deuce. I'm reading the official website, Uno. So I don't know what the hell.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got the ring in John. Not sure if that's one or two. And he can't take it off, and he doesn't know why, and so he's all out to go find out about his past. That guy's name, this is all he knows, his name is Zion. Like, Matrix, City of Zion. Except for with an X. It wasn't Zion filled with a Z in the Matrix? I think so. Anyway, it's X-I-O-N.
And the Bible, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, Christ. I knew I didn't like the Matrix for some reason. Now, we have... There's a cool cast of characters. Now, you got a picture... When you're picturing this game along with me here, picture the happy anime RPG.
Right.
Okay? You got a picture of the awesome... art. The kick-ass, badass warrior dudes, you know, the hot elf chicks, the cat girls, it's all there, okay? It's dope. With the big graphics, you know, when they're up talking on the screen, you have like a big thing of them talking. Mm-hmm. Cool intro movie. It's just sweet. Okay? And then you get to the game, and it's cel-shaded with the super cute, is the best way I can describe it. Super happy, I don't know. It's like... There's a word for it in Japanese, I bet, though. Where you've got, like, the bigger head and the bigger eyes. Not quite serious-looking anime, but more kiddie-spun anime. Where the game looks more like that, though. And that's kind of a letdown for me. But your cast of characters is pretty dope. You've got that... they're all 17, I think, though. That's the weird thing. But, of course, that's when all heroes are made, of course. What we've learned from anime.
Before 18.
Before, yeah, exactly. You cannot be a hero after that. So it's like you may as well kill yourself.
Sometimes 18 is okay.
So, yeah, once in a while. But, you know, it better have started early. So.
Yeah.
Zion, the human knight, he's a human mage knight, as it's written on the thing. So I imagine he gets some kind of crazy spells. You've got this guy, Volg, who's pretty badass. He's 45 years old, and he's a wolf. But he's like a man-wolf. So he's got like the head of a wolf, and he's all furry, but he stands up like on two legs, and he's like, right. He's a badass fighter. He runs the local tavern in the town or whatever, but he's like the commander of some kind of like group of badass warrior dudes. You've got, and now there's something to this. There's a reason why I'm like mentioning all the people here. You've got Elwyn, 117-year-old elven huntress. She uses a bow and some kind of nature magic crap, but she's like smoking hot. And you know what she is? If anybody's ever seen Rector Lotus War, she's Deedlit. She looks exactly like her, except for these little wing things on her head. I'm not quite sure what that is all about. You've got Neej, which is a 17-year-old human sorceress, uses ice magic. Nobody knows dick about her past, but apparently she's pretty badass. You know, she can call down the thunder, so to speak, right?
The ice, right.
You've got a girl named Mal. This is Final Fantasy XI's Mithra. This is a little Mithra girl. She's 17. She's a quarter beast. She's a quarter some kind of cat chick. And she's like the rogue person. And she's mm-hmm. she kicks ass, I'll tell you right now. This chick is awesome. Then you've got Lazarus, who's a 17-year-old dragon-heavy knight. This guy is like the wolf guy, but he's a dragon.
His name is Lazarus. He's a dragon, and he's only 17.
And he's only 17. He's a dragon knight. Yeah.
I think he'd be like 417.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought too, and I double checked it. Yeah, I kept seeing 17, and this is your badass warrior, burly, you know, uber tank guy, who is actually with another character, one of the females, sworn to protect this chick named Ryuna, a 17-year-old human priestess chick, and she's all about the healing and the whooping the undead ass. I mean, the game sets up cool. Like, I get all kinds of excited. You know, I see a game like this, it's got the awesome anime art, it's got the cool characters, it's got the history. I'm ready to play. Mm-hmm. And then you're looking at this, like, a little bit too cel-shady, which can be done very well. You know, there's nothing wrong with cel-shading.
It's tough to pull off.
Exactly. It's a difficult art style to do correctly, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. But still.
Some have done it quite beautifully.
Yeah, they have, yeah. And some have fallen flat on their face. And anyway, so you've got some pretty cool dudes. Now, there's a whole relationship thing here. This is why I was mentioning the people with the characters. I'm not 100% clear, but every single screenshot I saw, I can swear I saw just the main guy, Zion, in there. Right? So apparently you get to play him all the time, and then you have a partner with you. You duo when you run around this game.
From what I read, that's the case.
Right. Okay, so you run around two people, which I guess you can do co-op, so you can have your buddy over playing the second guy, and...
Which is cool.
Which is cool. You go, but I guess, I don't know how it works if you're playing single player, but little instances come up, text-based stuff, where you can strike up in a relationship with the people that you're talking to. So you can get to be really good friends with the wolf fighter dude or the dragon knight guy, right? They can be like your best buddies.
This sounds a lot like Tales of Symphonia and right. Stuff like that.
Okay, right. I don't know how well this does. Yeah.
Where you start talking to one person or another, and then you raise your faction with them.
Exactly. They have that in this too. I don't know how far it goes. But I'm all about talking to that beast, cat, chick, rogue person. So that's pretty cool. I don't have any luck in real life, so that's okay. We have video games for people that's like me.
and that's one-handed okay. One-handed control.
Right. But apparently your guy can, I guess, get all involved with the chick characters. I don't know. The trick is getting them all.
See? Right, right. So you're the pimp daddy.
Exactly.
You get and your fedora with a
little harem. Yeah. So, and I looked over like the list of shit that you can do in this game. Or at least that you have like in the town and like the items and stuff. There's hundreds of everything. There's the tavern, the tool shop where you buy consumable stuff, you know, like healing potions and enchantments and garbage and an appraiser. Like, so if you get some loot in the field, you need to know how much it's worth. Like, an appraiser will tell you how much it's worth. An armor shop, a blacksmith to do upgrades to weapons and armor, stuff like that. There's, over 100 upgradable skills, over 70 levels. That's a lot of fucking fighting because this game is extremely action oriented. This is not by any means a role-playing game. This is more action RPG than RPG action game, okay?
Right, right.
There's lots of killing and lots of combat. Lots, as in it's not uncommon for you and your team to be fighting, like, 50 dudes. That's a lot.
I like that sort of thing.
It's cool. I don't know how dumb the AI is, though, because watching videos, you'll see, like, the Ice Mage chick, whatever her name was.
Oh, yeah, and they just, like, walk right into it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, she would set up, like, this wall of ice or whatever, and they'd just keep marching at her, and they would explode upon touching this ice.
Well,
I don't know. But, I mean, when you're fighting that many things, you need to have some level of uber-ass-kick spells. You had some kind of a weird area of effect marker thing, too. Did you see that? Where there's 30 chain link attacks, which are like they can attack up to 50 creatures at a time.
And these chains are kind of weird, because from what I was able to figure out, is like you decide to link up, and then you'd move, one of the guys or both of you would move until you were at a proper range, and then it would lock, and then it would do the move.
Yeah, and it was cool. I thought it was kind of neat, because like, what it looked like to me was one guy would initiate it, and the other guy would take off running and try to get around behind the mobs. You know, if he's behind all the creatures you're attacking, and you could see a little circle on the ground, it would expand, so you knew the range of your spell. It wasn't like you were guessing.
Well, it could be how much time you have until it goes off, and then you just get as far away as possible.
Oh, maybe that, or maybe even he ran and hit a button and triggered it. Anyway, and you know, you would run behind it, and you would section out your area, and then you could drop the bomb on these enemies and just mow them all down. So there is a lot of combat and just mindless mowing down things, but that's a good thing, I think, in this case. The way that this game's set up, I think they did a good job. The problems I was hearing was that I'm not the only person who doesn't like the graphic style, and on top of that, The second player is mostly useless from what I've been hearing. Basically, you could sit there and fight all day by yourself, and your other guy would just be there. So that's kind of lame.
I see that too. I saw that too when I was
reading reviews and looking up stuff. And yeah, you can tell in videos too that it's like it looks like you only need one guy to mow through the crap. But it does look like fun.
Especially if you only play one or the other. That's not necessarily a bad thing. At least now you don't have to worry about the AI and your partner sucking.
Yeah, that's true. Because that completely screwed up me on a game like Sword of Mana on the Game Boy. Completely. That game was so much fun, but it's unplayable because the AI is so bad and it hangs you up. It hinders your play and I had to quit. And I got really far in that damn game.
Then again, when you do play with someone else, that might make it a little too easy.
Well, maybe, but it'd be interesting to see. Yeah. It looks like it's a lot of fun. Okay, this is the kind of game that gets the hype machine rolling on me. This is Shining Tears, by the way, for the PlayStation 2. Should be out in a couple days, March 24th. It looks really good, but I'm a sucker for this kind of a game. The anime-style thing. Like, I don't care if your game sucks. I don't care if your game is about milking cows. If you've got anime people on the cover, right, and it says anything about, like, fantasy world.
Oh, no. Just as long as they don't come out with an anime Harvest Moon, you're okay.
See, I'm all right. Yeah, I can draw the line.
That game is about milking cows.
Oh, no. Yeah, I might be able to draw the line there, but I'm a sucker for the role-playing. If it says role-playing game, I'll look at the picture, and if I see like a little island or maybe a kingdom in the background, I'm sold. I can't help it. I got the badass warrior dudes and the elf people, and I've got the... You know, the mage people, and I got these elf chicks. I'm sold. I can't.
That is my soft spot, too.
It breaks me down every time. I can't help it. I can't help it. They have some kind of power over me. It's terrible, but it's awesome at the same time, because I see some cool shit. So, look at that. We managed to go without talking about movies, because I don't know a goddamn thing about actors and stuff. So, you know what I'm going to have to, we'll have to do, like, reviews and not ever mention the name of the movie. And just be like, you know what, since we don't want to blow this, we'll just talk about this movie that we saw that was awesome. I had these dudes fighting these other dudes. And this guy kicked this other guy's ass. It was so cool.
The one guy had a face.
Yeah. And, oh, the guy with the arm and the gun. Holy crap, that was cool. That's how most stories are told anyway, when you listen to somebody talk. So, we're out of here. We will see you... Hell, if I know when, next week, a week and a half, depending on if we get our schedules correct or not. It's out of our hands now. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for program directors, which we probably didn't give enough time to, but we didn't know when our schedules were changing, yeah. So, well, mine, really. So that was my bad. Alrighty.
See ya.
What's up, Bone Deadlies? Did I miss a song? Sing it again, rookie biatch.